No, I was excited, man. You know, I think when you look back at Pedro's career and what transpired and how it all happened, you know, with him getting traded from the Dodgers back, you know, back in the day in the 90s, leaving his brother Ramon in L.A., and I think that sort of put him in a position where he had that chip on his shoulder, and to see how it all evolved over the years and turned into his Hall of Fame career, you can ask for, you can accept it better for a little, you know, 140-pound, soaking wet kid from Dominican, you know, coming to a situation where, you know, he really didn't know. The only thing, I guess, when I think back on it, Pedro needed a little direction as far as, just learn to be a major leaguer and be consistent. I think the perfect person for him back then was Joe Kerrigan, our pitching coach with the Expos. I mean, he was always prepared for every situation, and it helped Pedro take his game to another level. And I'm pretty sure you'll hear about Joe Kerrigan in his Hall of Fame speech.
Cliff, you were with Pedro in 1994, 1995, and 96. Yeah. 94 was your rookie year. You finished fifth in the Rookie of the Year voting that season. But your earliest memory of Pedro, what is it, and what do you remember from that first interaction?
You know, I look back, and I think the first interaction, and it's so funny, all the times we've had, you remember the times when you heard him just, you know, circle on the calendar when he's going to face the Dodgers. I mean, that was something that just bothered him. You know, I keep speaking about it because I think back on how frustrated he was and, you know, what was wrong with him that they didn't want him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he just carried that chip. And it was a chip that I don't know if it propelled him to be what he is today, going to the Hall of Fame, but it put him in position back then to sort of have the edge, to sort of feel like invincible. And I think those were the memories that I have from him, just how, you know, you can take one thing and it can, you know, you can carry it with you every time you go on the mound and sort of showcase, you know, sort of show off for the Dodgers and let them know that, you know what, you know, you could have had this, but somebody's reaping, you know, what you didn't want.
In mentioning the Dodgers, Pedro debuted in 92. His rookie year was 93. But his first full season as a starting pitcher was his first year as an Expo in your rookie year in Montreal in 94. He was just 22 years old at the time. But what do you recall the first time? Do you recall the first time you said to yourself, goodness, this kid is going to be special?
I think it's a spring training, man. You know, everybody's talking about Pedro throwing 95, 90, something. If this little skinny real dude throws 95, 96, and I'm going to go on the mound, I think I can throw 95, 96 as well. You know, I am 6'4", 240, and this dude is, you know, 5'11", 130, and he's on the mound. But the presence that he presented made him feel like he was 7 feet. You know, I think that's the one thing I look back in spring training thinking, his fastball was electric. It had the rise. I didn't know nothing about the rising fastball until I saw Pedro. And, yeah, some of them got away, but I think that was him making the point. He didn't, you know, he didn't bow down from anybody. He didn't put himself in a position where he, you know, we were susceptible to getting hurt. Some of, you know, us players on the Expos. But he made his point. And, you know, guys tried to intimidate him because he was, you know, he was small. But he wasn't small by heart by any means necessary. So, you know, when I think back on seeing him in spring training and seeing him on the mound, and hearing a pop of the glove from Pedro as opposed to a pop of the glove from the other guys. And, yeah, we had some guys that threw hard as well back then. But none of the gloves popped like Pedro popped, you know, catcher's mitt. And that was a difference for me. That was a difference maker when you talk about, you know, having a fastball that you can pitch 90% of the time with and then a devastating curveball changeup combination with it. It made him who he is today. I'm telling you, it just took him. And once his confidence, you know, improved, and once his confidence grew each and every day, it was no stopping him.
You know, you were with Pedro in Montreal, and we'll talk about it in just a second, but you then teamed up with him in Boston and then in New York in the mid to late 2000s. I'm sure you've had some time to reminisce. I'll ask you, what's your best Pedro story?
You know, I think it was in Boston when, you know, we had the no-stretch rule there, and Grady Little was our manager. Pedro used to come out to the dugout and wrap himself around the post, and I just thought, you know, anybody else that would do that would probably get crucified. You know? But Pedro, being who he was, it made it hilarious no matter the situation. And he didn't, you know, and I think the difference with him was you know, we could be winning 11-0, we could be losing 11-0. But he always was the same dude. And I think that stuff, you know, you have to really be a certain person to be able to just stay even keel. Very hard in the game we play. Mm-hmm. Very hard to be consistent and be even keel throughout your whole career, especially when you expect to be who Pedro was. And that was the one thing that I look back and go, man, we'd be down 7-0 in the third inning, and he'll come out in the fourth and wrap himself around the pole with the tape from the trainer's kit, and they all mad at him. Like, man, you know what? This is going to cost us at the end of the month. Now we got to send in these fields because you wrapped yourself with all our tape. You know, and it just, whether the situation was good or bad, it always got he always got great feedback. Everything was always cool. Nobody never looked at Pedro like, oh my God, he's over the top. It was always in fun. And you know what? When he took the mound every fifth day, you knew it was business.